did you is your volume of that's why I found it springs it in my delicate speech about human part. Hello, we also have boys again, Era Pesa, today Shalomishno Venisha. Now Omuolo Fogaba Chile, so you may call it please the gate of the naked Era Pesa, today Shalomishno Venisha. Should pause. Now the Rashi said, Tanya, the blessing. Amazing. Henry Matze do Rosso. Bishviva today. Shalom. Shalom is Jesus. Tanya Oma Rama, Kibem Yoma, Noma is here in Islam in Islam. Who's my Lipsoch? Very much put. Now Lipsoch in this with the ages. Kibem Shalom is the Shinpozi. Oh, another deal with Kibem Shiki Shalom. That their curiosity should be allowed to this place. There are not fooling in the Jacob with me. Now what's the rush? Tanya Bazarin may hate me, Martin. The way we saw the Bambaki here is hate me, Matsu of the Lord of Sophie. This would be hate me, Matsu. Now, how did he know that the right here says Matsu, not Matsu is? How did he know? So, it's because of the Rajbam. Because of the Rajbam. The Rajbam. Rashbam says, the Yesh Be'erzi. So what does it mean? The Yesh Be'erzi Matzoi. So, Madinah Sakovati Yesh Be'erzi Matzoi. So it doesn't mean Matzoi, it means Mitzvot. So Mitzvot. So apparently, so Moshe, in view of the fact that I know Mikudas, in the Gemara, so how did you know, so how do we know that those who are givers many times both so it means mitzvahs, maybe it means matzahs? The answer is the other girl say was not many times both so, but many times hate. So that of course thinks so the pronunciation is matzah. Then there's another girl say many times both so that means not matzahs, that means mitzvahs. So this is how the Bach knew that the Jew says to be in Matzot, not Matzot. Because once it's Men Tzadik Vopsok, so it's Mitzvot. Alright. Now, the Rashi, and Chetri Matzot, and Rashi has Chetri Matzot. Madvin is a call, Bishukene, Sheisha, Vinitin for it, eating for it. So what the King Chetri Matzot? In other words, you take away the car in order to allow the philosophy of two. So that's question. We use them for it. Chaitri matzo, you do it in the hall. Eichu ma'e, vizeh alo shinitu. Midimai se, ho de ramakive ba'ado. Chutz ma'amutso. So, tanyo, omo of ramakive. Mi yomo knom arindi ha'islam in Bishamel. He didn't read the Bishamel Asher of the ramakive. Except, I would talk about it in the book, you're right, I'm not sure. So Rashi says, Chutz me, I would talk it. Kidei, she yishnu at the lake of the yei, the loy the lion of the shasabot. So Rav Kippe had to go leave the Bismarck Shirley at a face there in order to put the children to sleep. So Taser says it's a very strange castle. I mean, I say strange castle because it could give a very simple text on it. Without anyone. Hoche goras Rabbi Yishmue. Beroi mi hire. So Rabbi Yishmue. Chutz mi avu tzok. So what was Rabbi Yishmue? Hoche goras Rabbi Yishmue. And then, now let's see the Rajba. Let's see the Rabbi Yishmue. Chit mi matzok. Magbir es hakor bishu tenei. Chilisha. Riizm poshim. Chit mi matzok. Ich mi mai. Shnei shei shalom pirish rabbi. So that's Rashi. V'yesh Yersi, mitzvot, man bine sa koro și ești gomat, un mor o bisa și. Lumirile, hrici mi s-au tine sa lege, mi iară pe neici, și o inșei nu mi se gomat la ardu, ki dera ca tine, ca așa la folos, mi știu cu nișa. Aro așa, ki se hrici me, lo ișnu, mi nișa, ce rei ma, lo iș, ce la voieți, if you let them eat, ala, ce rei mi fără sweet, so you shouldn't let them eat. So, ala, so maybe we want to sleep, so a lot of his head, never reach me, finish up. Claim our nation shall we reach him, shall we offer to this war? Finish up. As long as they are hungry, they will not polish it. If they are completely satisfied with the food, so then they'll polish it. We shall offer to this nation, shall we offer to this war? So on, finish out, if you are in the nation, if you are in the camp, the king will have to say, die Karriere muss rein, er kriegt die Matze und Kuhn, die ist schon nicht. Der Blüte wird noch nicht mehr, aber nur noch alle Kassere Sachas, die Kuhn hat der Sachas, kriegt die Matze und Kuhn, die ist schon nicht. So immer diese, sie sind nicht zu wenig. The food from the teenage, they shouldn't eat too much. So, they should remain home, so then they will not fall asleep. Der Rabbi Pira Shechen Yikar Ishalosh, she Pirash, kriegt die Mimaya in Lech, mit ich Tomo der Al-Jir Bastet, Vitalimema. Der Adam vorne, die kommen zu Ischi, kommen aus der Hunde, aber hier der Kreis von Ischi nicht für Juni. Da haben wir sich alle gelachen, dass die Mäke, die Sache schon offen hat, die Ischi. Da haben wir alle, das ist so von Eier. Lass, lass, das ist eben der Mäke. Gut nach uns sagen, die Mäke nicht nur, die Jaschme ist die Mäke, 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 die Iname, die sie macht mir aber leider, der achasche Herrscher, die sie immer gelegt ist. So the second chat is, in other words, Eve, let's say, now because he had to walk from the Bismetra show, so maybe if he'll leave late, at the end of the day, so then he'll sit down and say they're late in the night. So maybe the children will be asleep. That's the second chat. So the first chat is, who's now the talk in order to put the children to sleep in the daytime? So they should be rested at night, they'll be able to be up for the whole day. Yeah? That's the first chat. And the second chat is, he left early in order to start the Seder immediately at night, not later. So who's now the talk? Hoche gonna come in Shimon. Who will hear? So the first chat. The Ochum, the Otum, the Yuchum, Mishem, the Yahu. The very naive. Kasha thinks that, I mean, so I mean, the mother couldn't put them to sleep without the father, without the Akhile. Well, I mean, it could be a very simple parent. I mean, that's not a Momish parent. It's not even a Balabadish parent. It's a simple housewife parent. In other words, the mother couldn't put them to sleep because the mother is busy preparing for Pesach. So Rabbi Akiva had to come home and put the children to sleep. All right, but apparently Tesis did not think that this talent is a good talent. Why? I don't know. V'tam she'im she'pireich, she'mo yachshu, ashi yachshach harbet, min kemo yitzchich ramidiei, in the light. V'kach dire, because it's little something, not chutz ma'avit something, but little something. Wo ihr Jürich bis am Ere schon ihr Jonte, die da mir noch meistens in der Tegone ist, aber ich war, wo ihr Jonte bis am Ere schon noch am Ort sehr rapide geworden. Alright. Tone Rabon, chai wo doch bis am Ere von der Fuß mit dem Sinn reden, che nema, wie so machto, wie hat ja, wame mit Sam kom wie ein, rep in der Ude, am Moschim Rolen, die Moschim Rolen, am Moschim Rolen wie ein, die Moschim wie meins, Tone Rabon, ich sehe, die Bobel, die Bibi zu drehen, der hat sich freu, und die Bibi Pisto mit Gott. Tanu, der Jüdere Zehre, bis manche bis am Ende Schkaiom in Zimcha und Bebot, Shenema, bis am Achter Shlom in Gott Haute Shom, bis am Achter Shom und Jach, wie Achter, Shem bis am Ende Schkaiom in Zimcha und Jain, Shenema, wie Jain, bis am Achter Shom. Now, we have here, Eva, which is the Shem, I mean, the Shem, do not discuss it here, we discuss it, in the Kot, in the Chagige, but, it's the same Yimot. In other words, Teise Shite, in the Kot, in the Chagige is, that the mitzvah of Simcha in the Reise is only this manche Bishamid Eshkayim. And this manche Bishamid Eshkayim So the mitzvah of simcha is only the rabbah. That's the sheet. It's a very peculiar sheet, but that's the sheet. Why? Because if the mitzvah, the ratio of simcha consists of the vachter shlomi, the simcha of the shlomi is a vachter shlomi, the achalter shlomi is a vachter shlomi. So two vachter shlomi is a mitzvah shkai and simcha of the ayin. So that's only the rabbah. But with Raisa, the mitzvah of Simcha in Simcha of Bosho doesn't mean Bosochum, it means Bosochlomi. So that's only this man, Chemisamishai, where the mitzvah of Simcha with Raisa. However, the Shemesh Rambam is that the mitzvah of Simcha with Raisa is mainly given to Raisa. Even Raisa. And that's the sheet of Moshe Hashem. Not like this sheet. Not like this sheet. Now, as I said last time, now, how can you say I'm the Shemesh in that car? Against this. According to Tayshu, that the mitzvah of Simcha is only this much of the sky with the Raisa and this man has said so Simcha is only Rabbonon, but the Gemara says in the Tchotten that Misha Meisel Mes Vite so in the Meri Gavruse Yitra Gel because also Esa the Raisa or also Esa the Rabbin the Raisa and his Doche Esa the Yochit of Avelet. But so this halacha shouldn't apply to the Nazir, it should only apply to the Mashiach HaMikdash Kayim, of course it applies to the Nazir. So the obvious heresy is that when Tesra says that the mitzvah of Simcha, that's in line with what I said last time, that when Tesra says that the mitzvah of Simcha in the Nazir is only the Mashiach Kayim, that Tesra says reference only to the external manifestations of Simcha. Because essentially, Simcha is the Chavis HaVolet. As the Rambam says, so it's a chilus avobis. But this mitzvah, this chilus avobis, must manifest itself externally. So how does it manifest itself externally? So then it's a look of the simcha of the basov, sashwami. So it's a shita yish, the external manifestation that is applicable, I say, that's only shlomo. Other external manifestations are only mirabo. But the chilus avobis, that of course is midrashe. And what is instant with avelis? The external manifestation is instant with avelis. The external manifestation of simcha is not inconsistent with avelis. The external manifestation of simcha is not inconsistent with avelis. It's the in of simcha that is inconsistent with avelis. And avelis also, the same way, essentially, the chilus of avelis is the chilus avobis. Chilus avobis. So, one will not be the kind of mitzvah avelis if he will conform to all the external requirements. He'll take off his shoes and he'll sit on the floor and everything. And in his heart, he'll be overtaken with joy. He will not be the kind of mitzvah avelis. So, mitzvah avelis, in essence, it's a chiyus avelis. But it must manifest it through certain external manifestations. I mean, in certain restraints. But essentially, it's a chiyus avelis. So mainly the mitzvah, the chilus avobis is of course in the eyes all the time. Of course in the eyes all the time. But there are also external manifestations. So the sheet of the Rambam means that all the external manifestations of simcha are in the eyes. And the sheet of Tesra says no. Only tzachon. The other external manifestations are only Rabbanon. For the chilus avobis of being someya with a way, that's in the eyes according to Tesra as well. That's in the right set of conditions as well. Now then, I mentioned last time, there is in discussing the Rashbam says, if you have to be able to do it, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't. So we said, this is not invention, you can't do it. He is just mentioning the Rashbam. So we explained the Rashbam that means the mitzvah of applications, because that's based upon the aloha of chayos, of chayos, what about it, it's a tzmei, till we don't have mitzray, mapa. Because there's a chayos of everything, it's not mitzray. So he has to demonstrate, he has to show himself, he has to be joyous, and he has to be samach of avenish. So the mitzvah kiyum is mitzray, I say, when he drinks wine, Pesach night. And because of that mitzvah kiyum is mitzray, I say, the chachomim on misake, avakeitz, it's three as avakeitz. But the Rashbam mentions, in the Yani, what's the mitzvah chasom, the Tureven is the kashek, and the Rashbam here, and the Kofchel. But the halacha is that simcha is only day with my day, not the lilo, except shmiat zares, because yei simcha lifono, But Pesach night is a chayiv simcha lefanov. So then there is no chiyuv of simcha. So why do we say so much like a chok? So in order to answer the kasha of the Tohevet, in order to answer the kasha of the Tohevet, the kasha of the Tohevet and the in order to answer the kasha of heaven and the and the Rashbam, so we say it the same way. In other words, because the what in connection with what does Gemara say? Does Gemara say that Simcha is only behaved not Balayla, except Shmini Atzeres, because the Simcha is from Gemara says that the connection shall be Simcha. So the Aloche, the Balayla not is not Mechoyed the Simcha. That it shall be Simcha, in other words, Achilas, Shlomi. That is not Mechoyed the Lailo. Achilas Shlomi is not Mechoyed the Lailo. But the mitzvah of Simcha, certainly the mitzvah of the Chedis Albonis of Simcha, is made the Lailo. For Aye, the Aloche of Yusha Mishra Nes Yontek, the Lailo, the Aviles. Because of also Esed Raise, the Vidoche Esed Yochi, the Aviles. So the same would apply to one who was overtaken by a bereavement at night too, and no one would say that it only applies to an Avelis, to a bereavement that takes place in the daytime. With the same thing that applies to a bereavement that takes place in the nighttime, and even when you don't it. So the Chilus Albovitz of course applies to Elayla. So the Gemara only says it in regard, the Gemara only says it in regard to Shalmism. So why should Shalmism come to play? After all, here why should there be a distinction between Chayus Alvodens and Shalmi Simcha, which is an external manifestation? Monefshah, just as Shalmi Simcha is an external manifestation, so Yayin is also an external manifestation. So why do we distinguish? So the Pshat in the Rashbam is as follows, in order to answer the Kasha of the in the Hanan, the mitzvah, just as the Chayus Alvodens of Simcha, applies to the Lailo Rishon. So the external manifestations also apply to Laila Rishon. But the Gemara says here, in Simcha Bisman Shemisamiches Kayom, in Simcha Lubosom, Shenema Vizobachtos Lomi, Vyachaltoshom, Vishamachtos Neshem Vazyam. So now we see, though that is not mentioned in connection with Yom Tev, but the Gemara applies it to Yom Tev also. Because there the Gemara uses, the Torah uses the Roshim Samachto, and with Yom Tev the Torah uses the Roshim Samachto. So it's the same thing. So there the Torah says, Vizomachtos Shlomim Vyokhautashom. Vyokhautashom. So in other words, that means that both constitute an act of Simcha. Mifnei Hashem. Achila Shlomim constitutes an act of Simcha, and Zvicha Shlomim constitutes an act of Simcha. Because the more it applies the pasuk of Zavachta Shlomim that is mentioned in Kisovei, I think. So it applies it to Yom Tov. Why? Because they are the meaning of Simcha and Yom Tov is the meaning of Simcha. And here the Torah says, Vizavachta Shlomim Vyachalta Shom, Vizavachta Shlomim. So that means that both Zavachta, the act of Zvicha Shlomim, constitutes Simcha, and Achilat Shlomim also constitutes Simcha. Also constitutes Simcha. So the Mele, the Pshat, when the Gemara says that Voyisa Ach Sameach, the Rabbis will Yom Tifach Rein Shalcha, Shmini Atzeres. That means that Shmini Atzeres, the night of Shmini Atzeres is Chayat Simcha. What Simcha of Achilat Shlomim? So what's the Pshat? So what's the Pshat? So the Pshat means that he is Mechuyev, he cannot be Zeveya, Shmini Atzeres night. In order to be to eat, Shmini Atzeres night, he cannot be Zeveya. So you can be Zeveya home in the night, in the daytime, not in the nighttime. So when the Gemara says, Lo Yisa Ach Sameach, Le Rabbis Ben Yom Tov Achrei, that you are Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Shalmi Simcha, Shmini Atzeres night, so it doesn't mean you are that you are Zeveya Shmini Atzeres night. You cannot be Zeveyach Shmini Atzeres night. So what does it mean? Le Rabbis, Le Yom Tov Achrei? That means Achilas Shalmi Simcha. But when does he have to be Zeveyach? He has to be Zeveyach Ishen Rabbi. In order to be Mikayim the mitzvah of Achilas Shalmi Simcha, so he has to be Zeveyach Ishen Rabbi. So that's the Gzirat HaKosuv. Obo Yisa Achsameach Lirabishal Yom Tivachay, that he is Mechuyev to be Zeveach. He is Mechuyev to be Zeveach. He is a Rabbi before Shem Yatzeres in order to be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Achille. To be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Achille. Of Achille Shal Nisimcho Shem Yatzeres Lai. Shem Yatzeres Lai. So we more as the Kashe. Maybe the Achsameach is Marbe Lili Yom Tivachish. So the Gemara gives the reasons. Meitzianu leleleishnu marvan lelelachel sheyeis meitzianu leleleion tradition sheyitzim chalafon umarvan yoleleion tvachel sheyitzim chalafon. So that's the Gzeras HaKosuv, that we are marve leleion tvachel because yeisim chalafon. So that means we are not only marve the night of Shemach Tzeres, we are marve the second night of Sukkot also, and the third night of Sukkot. We are also marve because it's yeisim chalafon. The only night that does not have Simcha Lefonov is the first night of Yom Tov. The second night of Yom Tov, of course, you only have it in Pesach and in Sukkot. In Shavuos, you only have in Raise one night of Yom Tov. You don't have two nights in Raise in Shavuos. But in Sukkot, so when we say Meitziyam Yom Tov Avishin, so what does it mean, Leil Yom Tov Avishin? Leil Yom Tov Avishin means the first night I Meitzi. The other night, so you Simcha Lefonov. So what's the Gzeras HaKosuv? The Gzeras HaKosuv is that I am not Mechuyev Erev Yom Tov Sukkos to be Zeveach Shlomim in order to eat the Shlomim the first night of Sukkos. But Leil Yom Tov Achrei, I am Mechuyev to be Zeveach Hishen HaRabbe in order to eat the Shalmi Simchos Shmini Atzeres Lai. I am Mechuyev to be Zeveach Chalameyet in the daytime in order to eat the Shalmi Simcha, the night after the day of Chalameh. But I am not Mechuyev to be Meitziani Leil Yom Tov Avishin. I am not Mechuyev to be Zeveach Erev Yom Tov in order to eat the Shalmi Simcha the first night of Yom Tov. So, in other words, so that's the whole aloche, according to Rashbach. Since there is aloche of Shlom, of Zvicha Shlom, Nachiva Shlom, by way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Simcha, Vizomachto Shlomim Vachalto Shlomim Vizomachto Pnei Hashem Elokecho. So that's the Gzeras HaKosuv, Meitziyani Leil Yom Tov Avishin, that I'm not Mechuyev to be Zeveach Yontev Zeveach Erev Yontev in order to be Mikayim the mitzvah of Achila Shlomim the night of Yom. But suppose he was a Zeveach Shlomim Erev Yom Tov. He was a Zeveach. He didn't ask us whether he's Mechuyev to be a Zeveach. But he was a Zeveach. And then he comes and asks us, am I Mechuyev to eat the Shlomim that I was a Zeveach Erev Yom Tov? Am I Mechuyev to eat them tonight? So the answer would be yes. Because it's not that Leil Yom Tov for Rishen is Mufke of the Mitzvah of Simcha. It's not Mufke of the Mitzvah of Simcha. But we are marbe Leil Yom Tov Achrei. And what does it mean Leil Yom Tov Achrei we are marbe? Shmini Atzeres. That he is mechuyev to be zeveach b'shen harabe in order to eat Shalmi Simcha. Shmini Atzeres night. But, so Gemara asks, efshe ani marbe, maybe I marbe the Leil Yom Tov Avishin, so that would mean that I mechuyev to be zeveach Shlomi Nerev Yom Tov. In order to be mechayev the mitzvah of Achila Shlomi, Yom Tov night, so that rat, meitiyam, I'm not Mechuyev. But if he has, so he's Mechuyev. So Mele, that's only Shaykh with Gabi Shalmi Simcha because he has to Zeveya the day before, but the Gabi Yai, he has Yain available. So he's Mechuyev to drink wine. Yom Tov night. That's why the Rashbam says, the Yain Yoto, Mishum Simchas Yom. Mishum Simchas Yom. Alright, now. Now, this day says, I said that day says doesn't spell out that cheating. That Bismarck has eight songs in Havana. But even that he spells out in Hitkot in Chagiyah. But even though day says doesn't spell it out here, but I think that he implies that. But when we stop at the Yahin, how many Bismarck has it? I will Bismarck is a Mikdosh in Simcha or the Gosso. Now, so, day says doesn't say that it's only in Havana. But the question is, if we say that it's a shita is, that we bamen misamche liyayin, behind the bismarck is only rabbon, so then we can understand when he says, but there is no chilum of yayin, nothing in the Rabbanon. Only this mazeh, because we cannot be mikayim the deraisa of boso, meaning boso shlomi. Some the chacham no misakim chola poches. Let him have simchet for yayin. That is the yayin. But if we assume that according to Teisves, so in simcha for yayin is in the right thing with mazeh. So why should Teisves say that only with mazeh there is a chilum in the right to have simchet for yayin? But this man be some mitzvah is simcha with boso. Why? Because he could have simchet. Who shall be simcha? But one does not take in the other. So this Teisves is based upon Teisves shit all over. That the mitzvah, the rights of simcha, that means of external manifestations of simcha, consists only in the rights, it consists only in shalom simcha. But other externals of simcha, they are not mechuyev rights. But the chavis album is that's with the rights all the time. Now we skip. We skip just one piece of the more, because we have to go over a few lines. Now when we first learn our book, that's Kuftes. These few lines are very important because there is the Homodic and the Balamoya and the Kambam and these few lines. So the Yifkos were in Abba. So the Gemara says that even an Omi has to be given Abba cases. Alright. Heichem Yisakne Rabon Ohon. So in that word, everyone, so that Mishneh is expressing from the Aloche that every Jew is mechuyev to drink avocates. To drink avocates. And even if you are going to say, like one washing tetzves, that there is no mitzvah of setting up for kish of oche, but there is a chiluk for setting up for kish of oche. So the more discussion is, hey, chem isak rabbonon, mide dose, bo mide isakon, so it's inconsistent in zugeis. Weil kann je, wo je ich wo dem Trey, wo je ich de Trey, wo je kann ach Trey, wo je ase Zoch auf Trey. Now, that deal of Zugis is not mentioned in the Rambam, and it's not mentioned in the Tour. Now, so, when the Rambam does not mention Zugis, so the so-called Jewish scholars say, because the Rambam was a rationalist. So, in Meile, he doesn't mention Zugis. But Rosh was not a rationalist. No Jewish scholar would be Chenshik. Because you didn't call the Rosh a rationalist. I mean, and the Mechaber was a symbol of mysticism, according to the Jewish historians. And they don't mention Zugis either. No one mentioned Zugis. So how is it that no one mentioned Zugis? People ask more about Zugis. And no one mentioned Zugis. Neither Rambam, nor the Tur, nor the Rosh, nor the Mechaber, nor the Ramo. Not the Mogavrom, not the Taz, not the Biragro. No one mentions Zugis. Zugis is bottle today. Why? Because Gemara says, now we certainly don't have the time to go over this Gemara, but Gemara says, the copied kabinon, the loy copied loy kabinon. So that means that when Zugis also, I'm not allowed to drink two cups, I'm not allowed to eat two peres, I mean anything that is Zugis in the pear. So you're not allowed. So that's only if it's makpi, but if it's not makpi, there is no reason. Now, the Rava merely explains that since today we're not makpi, so there is no reason. We're not makpi today. So there is no reason of Zubis. Now, how does, but this manak more, there was an reason of Zubis. So the Rava merely explains it, on the psychological grounds. He says that when two, that the whole Choshe for Zubis, originated in a non-rational attitude by many people. But true that it had a non-rational origin, this fear of Zugeis had a non-rational origin, but people were afraid. Now, when I mentioned that story, I mean, when many years ago, when I had an operation and I was in a certain room, naturally. I mean, everyone that is operated has to be in a certain room. And it was 813. So, in the Israel hospital. So, a professor of economics was brought into that room. So he was brought into that room, and he stayed in that room for a day or 2 days. I mean, first they had to, you know, take all the tests, and he wasn't aware of the number of the room. He wasn't aware, he didn't know that it was 830. And then he found out that it was room 813, and he demanded. He was a professor of economics in City College, and he thought that he was an atheist, and when he found out that the room number was 813, he demanded to be moved to another room. And there was no other room available. But he had to be moved to another room. So somebody else had to be moved out, and so that he could be moved into another room. Because he didn't want to stay in room 830. So you see that when a certain prejudice prevails among people, so even an intellectual is disturbed by that prejudice. So the Rambam really says that true, the fear of Zugeis had a non-rational origin, but people, many Jews were afraid of Zugeis, so then it was harmful. If people are afraid, even though essentially there is nothing detrimental per se in it, but because of the fear that prevailed in the hearts of the people of the Jews in Bisman Chazal, so mainly it was really detrimental. It was really detrimental. And even if a person is wrong, as there is a popular fear against it, so even if one person says, I'm not afraid, but unconsciously he's afraid. And since unconsciously he's afraid, so maybe it might be detrimental. I mean, there are stories of certain people who were told by gypsies about their destiny, and then that was fulfilled. And why was it fulfilled? Because they were told by that, so they constantly labored under fear, and even though they became so walking, they said, I mean, that they are not afraid, and still it had a detrimental effect. Why? Because psychologically. Because when there is a universal fear of something, so even one who consciously is not afraid, but unconsciously he might be afraid. This is what it really means. I mean, he really expresses it in a few words, but this is what he means. So the main Gemara's kasha is, how could the Chachamim be misaki that everyone should bring four cases that zukes, but that involves a sakone, it involves a certain detriment in a time when people are makbi, so it involves a detriment. So the Chachamim shouldn't be misaki. The Chachamim shouldn't be misaki. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Kro, Leil Shimurim, Leil Am Shuva, Ubo Min Amazik. So that means, so even Bisman Chazal, when many Jews were afraid of Zukeis, but they were not afraid of Zukeis Pesach night, because everyone knew that Pesach night is a Leil Shimurim. So the Meile did not involve any Sakon of Pesach night. Yes?
I mean, the Zugos, is that two compares to two, because you drink Dalakos, right?
Yes, even though. So in other words, so that's also based upon the fear of the people. So in other words, people were not afraid if the zugeis, the even number, was constituted for a keisha broche. So people were not afraid. So maybe it didn't involve any second. Rabino Omar, Abu Kasim, Kino Rabon de Racheus, Kol Chad Lechad, Mitzvah v'apenavshe. Kol chav v'chav mitzvah v'apenavshe. So Rabbeinu says that the reason is why he did not involve Zugeis in Bisman Chazal when there was a universal fear against Zugeis. So, because it's not Shayach Zugeis here, because every cause is a separate king. In a separate thing. Now the Rosh Hashanah is there a chayus. Kol arbo kase, kinu rabonu there a chayus. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah v'nafshi. In other words, that Rosh itself is expressive of the two aspects. Arbo kase, kishlo broche, and also there a chayus. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah v'nafshi. So in other words, in respect to both mitzvahs, Each course is a separate mitzvah. In regard to the case of Shal Brochet, so each course is a separate case of Brochet, so maybe there is no shadow of the gates, and in regard to CSI, also every course is a separate kima mitzvah. Suppose Dr. Stell, a certain person, because of a certain condition that you have, so you cannot drink for KCI. But two cases you can drink. One case you can drink. So he's not here to drink. Two cases. Because it's not one kima mitzvah of drinking all the four cases. Every course is a separate kima. After all, I mean, we say it's out and out of the kachti, so that means that every course is a separate kima, but he's not here to drink four cases. So since every course is a separate kima, so maybe it doesn't involve any subject. Now, there is a very moment in the library, please, I'm busy now. Now, that is a Chagimu Mezbeis, the third line from the end of the book. Here is a So the Miri says it, and the Rambam says it, there's a Mishnah in several places. I mean, he says it in Erevim, there's a Mishnah in Erevim, he says it there's a Mishnah in Shabbat. I mean, Ruches Mazikim means any external force that is not seen in the naked eye can be called Mazikim. So in other words, so evil repercussions that have a psychological origin can also be called Mazikim. Now, the Miri explains that the Gemara in Broches, that one is mechuyev to win Parsha v'shem al amito, even though he was in kind deeds of Tzvi Hashma. So he says in the Mazikim, so he really says that Mazikim, they have reference to the instinct. The instinct, I mean, that of which is unconscious. Sometimes a person is driven by certain instincts, and he's not even conscious of these drives. So that's called Mazikim, Ruches Mazikim. So Lailo Amshuma Ubom Nazik. Robo Makesh of Brocha, Mistar of the table and Mistar of the Rock. Abino Mako Echo Echo Mitzvah Nazi. Vam the Rabose, the game say. Hoyu Echo Echo Mitzvah Nazi. Vachimon Beltri Adepe Nakon Kazem Kazem. There's a Machleke to Shem Mazda. And there's a Machleke between the Machaber and the Rabo. How will it pass? So the question is, you drink four cases, do you have to make a bit of priagefen on every course, or you make a bit of priagefen on the first course, in case you're clinch. And then on the other cases, you don't make a bit of priagefen. So I'm the rabbi, who you be cholechot, because of this demore, the demore says cholechot ve'echot, mitzvah ve'priyatzmei, so mele, who you be cholechot ve'echot, mitzvah ve'priyatzmei, so ba'achinom bit of priagefen, akol kase ve'kase. Und die Seile war ein Zwore, nur die Gnall, Schochat mir auch heiß, wie Mokam Echot, ki so Echot mit Kulo. Mir auch heiß, wie Mokam Echot, ki so Echot mit Kulo. Rav Yude, mir auch Schochat Chayo, ich hasse, wach hakein dich rei toi. So there in Chum, that the hey, in Bob, so there is a machleke between Rabon and Rav Yude. Rabon would say, if one shecht, chayes and eifetz, highest elements. So the halacha is that he makes one brocha more. And Rav Yehuda says, no. Shochat chayo. So now it's a course that Rabbanon all of Rav Yehuda, let's say you have highest elements. Now, highest elements, I mean, bainus cannot be mentioned because bainus do not require a mitzvah of kisadat, only highest elements. So according to Rabbanon, if you are sheikhet, in the sheikhet, was sheikhet, highest elements. So he makes what? So he shechts all the chayes, and then he shechts the efeitz, and then he's mechase the chayes and the efeitz together. And the Yehuda says shochet chayo mechase. So first he's mechase, and then he shechets. Rabin alone Rabin and made Rabbi Yehuda, even though Rabbi Yehuda said the Shochat Chayv. So first he has to be Mechas and then Shalom. Not to proceed with the Shechitas on off and let and postpone the Kisu of the Chayv. So he has to be Mechas first. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda will be Mechas she Yivorech el Mechas Acha. So in other words, so he says one broche. In other words, even though the kisa of the chayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, intervenes between the shchite of the chayim and the shchite of the oh, so I could say, so in the melee, when he shackled off, so there was something, an hefsek, between the shchite of the chayim and the shchite of the oh. The kisa of the chayim intervened with the hefsek. Between the Shechita of the Chai and the Shechita of, so let him say another broche. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda, within broche, she broch al brocha. He says, one broche al Shechita, before he shech the Chai. Then he is mechas the Chai. And then he is shech the Eid, without making another broche. And the Shechita says, I'm like, I've been there. In other words, that the kisu of the Chai does not constitute a hefsek. In vis-a-vis the shchite of the oil. So, Omer Rabbeinu Rav Acher Rei Divoche, Ve'amor Rav Acher Rei Divoche Rav Ashe, Ma'ishtun Rav Yudhune Rav Chananeu, Talmud Rav, Dav Yasek is Rosh Ragmore Dekho, Dav Yasek is Tos, Vikoy Rav Yoke Sov, Vom Rehavim, let us be with Vom Rehavim, let us be with Vom Rehavim, then we hold around Rehavim, then we change the mind. So they decided after, they said, let's bench. So they decided to drink wine again. Amol Rabbi Abbasove, Rochamarav, Kim Dam Rite, Havim Fer, since he already said, let us bench, so let's rest Hadas. So he saw the Cholomish the Hamre. So maybe there was a Hes Hadas, there was a Hepsik. Between, like this, if you made the Brocha of Bere Priya Gofen at the beginning, so that patterns on the case of Yayim that you drink in the course of the Suda. But in this case, in view of the fact that if they already said, have an Ivrech, let us bring one of the Mosin, then they decided to drink some more wine. So they cannot say, well, I made the Brocha. He made the Brocha of Bere Priya Gofen at the beginning of the meal. So that will cover this cup of wine that he's going to drink now. No, because there was already a hefsek, a heschadas, habi nivrach. So maybe now if he wants to drink, he has to make the broche of Bere Priya Gofen anew. So, Kim Dambit, habi nivrach, hiku chumish lacham. So, in other words, so here too, so why does Rechen say that even Rabbi Yehuda will be made it? Two Rabbi Yehuda says, if he has to share a chayo and an ov, so he shech the chayo and then he's mechase the chayo, the dam chayo, and then he shech the ov and he's mechase the dam ov. So Rabbi Yehuda will be made the broch achas the kolom. That even though the kiss of the chayo intervened between the shchitas chayo and the shchitas ov, so he doesn't have to say new broch and the shchitas ov. But why not? Why is it different than the case of Rav Brune and Rav Hananeh? So that they are, we say, in as much as the Havu Nivrach intervened between the original Brocha and the drinking of wine now, so he has to say a new Brocha. So here too, he should say a new Brocha Lashchito, of the Shchito of the Ov, because of the intervention of the Kisu Achai. So the answer is, יוחש, הוסו משתו ברוכה ועד עד עוד אלוי אפשר מוכה אפשר בשעון נכון יודה הוא מיכסה בכל יודה שמעני מנהשת ואי חדרים דרס עמוס כתנוי אפשר ומשתה הוא ברוכה ועד עוד הווה אף סוקה וחד מוס יקלוי דרס עמוס צורך לעזר ולבור ברד יפן מוכה נמק כתנוי אפשר ומשתה ועד עוד צורך לעזר ולבור So, both of the Gomer Agoy, that means the second course. Who both of the Gomer Elan? So before he drinks the wine, so, Bair of Priya Gerechem, Usvore Ma'al Yehu, Vyoche, Niboil El Mehe. So, in other words, what does the Gomer say? That the reason is why, in the case of Rav Bune, Rav Hanamel. So there he has to say, Yibroch Abir Priyagrafe. Now, when someone is meitzi on Shabbos, so in order to be chay v'chatos, he has to be meitzi d'vachosh. So every item has its own shina, its own peculiar shina. Now, by mashkin, the general shina, that mashkin is revis. But by yayin, we have a special shina. In other words, a riva revis. So in other words, if someone will be meitzi a riva revis, so she's a to be chay v'chatos. Why is the shio of Reva Revis in Ob, why is it distinguished from all other mashkin that the require Revis? The answer is because Yayin, when you have Reva Revis and then you add three parts of water, so then it will become a case of water, a case of. So, but Tanwa Kondabi is the Yom, the Revis, but this is the Amta Revis, the Shirko Mashkin, the Tome Seifu Shoko Mashkin Revis, the Abayu Korachal. Also, Chodin is now moving towards Shnichal Temayim, not three parts against one. Hey, Mayim Bikadu Mitzavi. So Rabbi asks, how can we say that if someone is made a Reva Revis, Yayim is Chayil Chavos. The general Shio is a Revis. Here, there is only a Reva Revis. So why do we say that is Chayil for his mate, a Reva Revis Yayim? Because it's destined to be diluted with water, and then it will be a revis. But at the time when the tzoi was made, so the water was in the pitcher. It was not in the course, in the glass in which he was made see the yayin. So how can it be considered as if it had a revis, as if the glass, as if the yayin had a revis just because later on he's going to dilute it with water, and then there'll be a revis. But at the time of the Tzoye, so the water was Bikardias yet. Good man comes out, we nearly forage. The Abaye Tzoye, he really showing on the Tzoye. So according to Abaye, so in order to be hired, so he requires only if he's made to be showing. The Chaim Ashma Hosn, In other words, just like other mushrooms. The famous mushroom, I schmeiße from my body. At the time, come on, I'm not so much because I'm in the point of this. If you should ask you, doesn't believe it, I can make it for some. So, the case, she broke, boy, the beast, yay, ben chai, ben mozu, abo mai, the candle itself. So, in other words, Shabbai is sitting in the garden, it's only that only if he's literally beast. So, in other words, if it is, so it doesn't matter whether the divis consists of Yain Chai or the divis consists of Muslim. As long as the time of the Itzoye you have in the Gele, you have the whole divis. Alright, now, here the Gemara says, Omer HaNachman, he's coming with one of the basic also, Omer HaNachman by Yitzchok, we who the Asher over the castle. So this is it. We would ask the Rubin Castle. How did you do it? If you publish the real, we will have clear talk with his friends. So this is the thing is that by other cases, one has to drink only the oil. So that was the same shield as by all cases shall boy. As by all cases shall boy. So what is the shield by all cases shall boy? No, you know, by Kiddush, Kolashono, Habdole, I mean, Kiseras and Kiskisui, case for his milo, every case of Roche. So the Roche is that Miloilukmo. So here too, it's Miloilukmo. Now I've also the Sefer says, that's because, why does Sefer say Miloilukmo? Because it's Tesis Lushitose, this is what Ravel says, the Tesis Shite is that there is no special chiyuv of Shias Arba Kesis Yayin. Pesach Nah. It's only a Roche of setting up four cases of Roche. So since there is no special aloha according to Pesach, of drinking wine Pesach Nachman. It's the same kind of chiyu like Shor, but here there is a chiyu to set up for Pesach Shor. Shor Mishashono, there is only thing of Kiddush, and Kiddush can make them pass also, not after Yayin. But here there is a chiyu of setting up for Pesach Shor. So there is no mitzvah of Shia, but Miloilukmov has to drink because the heft of the Keshal Kocho requires Tine. And what's the Shia to him or Miloilukmov? This is what it is. Now the Ramban Shita is that by Arba cases, so one has to drink Rofkos. And the Ramban says that even if the course has 100 trivios, very gigantic course, so he also is still Mechuyev to drink the Rofkos. So God says, the Ramban Shita is like the Ramban, that there is a special mitzvah besides the mitzvah of setting up Kodesh Ochre. There is a special mitzvah of Shias Yayin. Shias, what kind of Yayin? Shias Arba Kesis Yayin. Some in Mele, but if he drinks of course, so it's going to be cooler. It's going to be cooler. But for Tesis Shita is, there is no mitzvah of Shias. But we, as I mentioned last time, we cannot say like that, as God says in Tesis. Because true Tesis said in Sofi, in that as to whether everyone has to drink our cases or just the balabais, he recites the Kiddush, the Agode, the Pepsamodin, the Hallel, and the Kohois, and everybody else is Yates. But then Tesis at the end comes, Vinira Hachmi also Tesis wavers. Vinira, but then at the end he says, Vinira Hachmi or Hatzbech Abakeseh. So in other words, so Tesis finally comes to the conclusion, even though Tesis has his suffix, but he comes to the conclusion, that everyone has to drink Arba Kesis. So then we'll have to say that, according to Ravel, we'll have to say that this Tesis, Rube de Kaste, Hanekum, is not in line with the conclusion of Tesis, Data de Kres. That's not Mistaba. So, it's more Mistaba that Tesis Shite, Rube de Kasse, Hanukkah Lukmov, is not based upon the alternative in Tesis mind, that maybe Pesach night there is no special mitzvah of Sia, it's only a million of Tesis Lukmov. No. The Tesis here agrees with the conclusion of Tesis Daftarik Tetz. In other words, that there is a mitzvah of Sia Sabakes, and we explain the Tesis. Last time, the Yain Yotzo appears in Simchas Yom Tev, so Tesis doesn't say, Visomachto Bechagecho. The Rashba mentioned Visomachto Bechagecho. But Tesis doesn't say, Visomachto Bechagecho. Teisa doesn't say he's a Bakal Hagar. So what does it mean, Simchas Yom Tov? He also means Chayus. But why is he a Siyayim? Chayus? Because of the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'chobir odeh chayvod maharis is atzmei. Not livis is atzmei, but laharis is atzmei. The Rambam says, Kiluhu Yotzav Mitzrayim. So there is a chiyuv to recapitulate the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach Mayim. And that imposes upon us a chiyuv of Nidoya, of verbal Nidoya, Lifichoch, as the Balagoda says, Lifichoch Anach Mechayomim Lehibis Olahavayim. But not only does it impose a verbal Nidoya, there is a mitzvah kiyumis midaraisa of symbolic Nidoya, of acting out chiyuvs. So he has to act out and he has to deport himself as if he had regained this freedom from the Mitzrayim bondage. Just now, this Pesach night. So when a person regains freedom, so he's joyous. So by drinking wine, there is a mitzvah kiyumis of Bechodeh Odeya. Vizochar took everything, so that's Mitzrayim. Mimele, because of that Mitzvah Yumi, so the Chachomim or Misake in Dalt cases. The Raisa doesn't say Dalt cases. But it's based upon the Mitzvah Yumi in the Raisa, of Bechodeh Odeya, of acting out Chayus, of deporting ourselves, like Mechere, as if we had been delivered. This Pesach night. So Mimele, the Chachomim or Misake. So this is what Teisa says, the Mitzvah Chasyon. And even the Rashbam, we say, the Rashbam mentions Vishamachtim Chakecho. So the Rashbam holds that in the case of Shosam, the Rashbam also is made that there is a mitzvah of drinking Amakim. There is a mitzvah. But whereas according to the Rambam, and we said even according to Tesis, there are two mitzvahs, one mitzvah, even though the Rambam and Tesis have different yosois, but they both have the same shite. The same shita that there are two mitzvahs, according to Rashbam, there is only one mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the mitzvah of Chayrus. But how is the mitzvah of Chayrus fulfilled? Not by merely drinking, Abba Kay says, but by reciting the Haggadah and drinking. And drinking. So melee in the case where it's just only basachas, so you diyayim yotzo. So in other words, he doesn't recite Haggadah, so he's not becoming any mitzvah of Abakim. But we said that in according to Rashbam, there is a mitzvah of drinking. But according to Rashbam, it's not two mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah of reciting the Haggadah, reciting the Kiddush, reciting the Haggadah, reciting the Tamoz, reciting the Hallel, and drinking. And it's one mitzvah. And it's one mitzvah. Now, so of course, there is an alternative, Shitei in Israel, that's what it says. Perhaps the mitzvah consists only in setting up for Kesha Bochet. But the conclusion of Israel, that's what it says, no, that there are two mitzvahs, we say. So mainly, when Israel says Hanukkah Lulubo, it's not necessarily based upon the alternative Shitei, that there is only one mitzvah setting up for Kesha Bochet. No, this Israel can be lying in the conclusion of Israel, that's what it says, that there are two mitzvahs. And as we explain the Tetris, the Yayin Yotzi is in Rasyon, that it means Chayus. Chayus. There are two mitzvahs. But, so if it's two mitzvahs, so why does Tetris mention that the Shir is Rulumo? So we have to say that that's just a coincidence. When Tetris says Rubri Kasa and Rulumo, it's not because of the Aloche that Rulumo is the Shir of Tim. No, there are two separate Alochas. There is one aloche that Miloy Lugmo, a mouthful of the person, is constituted the shioti. And that applies, that aloche of Miloy Lugmo applies to all Keshe Shobroche. That the Keshe Shobroche requires team and Miloy Lugmo. But then there is another aloche. In the mitzvah of Shiatam Keshe's, Keshe's also agrees with the Shiatam. In the Bible. That there is, besides the mitzvah of setting up for Keshe Shobroche, there is a mitzvah of drinking four cases. But where is according to Rambam and the Rambam? In the Rambam. So it's a mitzvah to drink the whole course, or Ubikules, or off course. So according to Teisves, the mitzvah consists in drinking Meloy Lugmov of four cases. Why Meloy Lugmov four cases? So Bishlein, if we say Pshat Teisves as Ravel does, so we understand as to why Meloy Lugmov. But if we say that Teitzes agrees with the Rambam, and the meaning comes that there are two aspects, Pesach night. One, an aspect of setting up for Tishot Moche, and another aspect, a separate aspect, of drinking wine, there are chayus, to symbolize chayus. So, why is it a little more? So we have to say, what's the shiur? We find the shiur of Merugma of the Gabi Kishol Kochet. We also find the shiur of Merugma of the Gabi Matipuri. So the shiur is not Kazait, as the Shoni Surateo, but it's not me. So it's the shiur of the Gabi Achira is not Kazait, but Kesves, and the Gabi Sia, the shiur is not Reviz, but Reviz or Kazait, but the shiur is Merugma of the Gabi Matipuri. Why is it that I am Makipurim with its own peculiar shiurim? Bein l'gabi achile, bein l'gabi siye, in kol atere kule. So the shiur, the general shiur of achile is kazayit, the general shiur of siye is levitz. Levitz. Sometimes we have a shiur of kazayit, even l'gabi siye. But generally, so the shiur of siye is levitz. Why is it in Makipurim? So bein the shiur of achile is special shiur. A is a special shiur, and bring the shiur of C is a special shiur. Why? So the Gemara says, because Yom Kippurim, it depends upon Inu. So, and Melugmov, so in other words, so Melugmov is Mesav Daito. In other words, that gives satisfaction. When a person drinks a mashke, Melugmov, a mouthful, so that satisfies him. Now that is inconsistent with Inu. So we see from this Gemara that the shiur melugmov has application to other halachas also, that application to Yom Kippur. And why? Because it's meisav daite. So melila teisa shita is, there are two mitzvahs of teisas teisach night. One is the mitzvah of teisach boch, of setting up teisach boch. And then there is another mitzvah of drinking wine, drinking four cases. But the question is, how much must he drink of each course of the four cases? So Teisa Shita is, inasmuch as the reason for the chiyuv of drinking four cases yayin is in order to show chayrus. So when does he show chayrus? If he drinks enough to be meisav daita. So then he shows chayrus. But if he drinks less than what is necessary to give him satisfaction, some mele it's not a symbol of chayrus. It's not simcha, it's not real simcha. And in order to deport himself like Bechiri, he has to have simcha. And yayin yisamach l'vavenish. So how much yayin yisamach l'vavenish? As much yayin as it is necessary to be meisav daita. So just a coincidence that the same shiur that applies to Teishot Roche applies to the other cases. But Teishot also agrees that there is a special mitzvah of simcha. Now, just this issue. Now let's see, the Ram has a step. I mean, the Nezi Kelim on the Ram point out the step. The Ram on the Ram. Now, let's look at two rounds on the lead. One round on the lead is that for base on base. The first paragraph. In Torah, Miloy Rukmov Yot. Miloy Rukmov, that's for base on base. In the round on the lead. The first paragraph. In Torah, Miloy Rukmov Yot. Miloy Rukmov Yot, I'm feeling a hoche, lam dafke. Hello, please stop. Take a look at that. Because usually Miloy Rukmov means both cheeks. When we fill our both cheeks. And that's not the meaning of Melugmov. Melugmov means one mouthful. If you are misalim your mashke to one cheek, then you feel that. Lad after this, I tell you it's a lech. Dear Melugmov, mamesh. If it means both cheeks, the full of both cheeks, so I have a trainer in it. With a primer film, as we ate, I'm usually higher champion of this. Who we see in the room of the forest with going to the Spanish from a coach in the south of the echo of the room. Who machine on the Tiago to the Sham. Master the atmosphere with the Mamish, Nikadal and the Hunter Sham. Umiku, the seal of our room of our Yates. And the father, I don't know, the room of Hiding Satellite Tadeh, one cheek. So that's the shiur, the general shiur, no kishal for. Kiddush Dover, Eres and Sui, Bloim, Han and Milo and Bailey. The high shiur. So, Milanuk Morph is a variable. It's not something shiur that is fixed. It depends on the person, whatever his mouthful is. So, Han and Milo and Bailey. So, when we say Milanuk Morph, it reprimands. So that's a Milan Bailey. The Hanu Yahu Bey, the High Shiur, Havu Botsam of his, Havu Rimu Chaboshon, Ud Chaboshet. The Havu Bey, Shiur, a trainer of his, is the Vuiz Lechudesak. The Havu Gabu Gabi Makipur Maskin Yoso, the whole Havu Havu Bey, Shakin Lay, how the time she does the Vuiz of the Dieti, Tayo, the whole Havu Havu Bey, Sky, Havu Ocha the Kumi Kot, the Vuiz Aye, the F Shad, the Vuiz of the Vuiz, Shakin Lay, the Vuiz Aye, Okay. So the Ram says here Elomus, which is very mistaken. He says, now the Shiotime in every case of Roche is Melonugmov. So what is Melonugmov? Melonugmov is Rivrivis. So what is Rivrivis? The average person is Rivrivis, but it has to be determined for each person separately. It varies. Now suppose he is a very gigantic person with a big mouth, and then his Melanugmov is more than any reads. So we got him Makipuri, he'll only be hired if he drinks the Melanugmov. Let's say he's a kind of a person like he resembles Igmo Habash, but he's a Jew. So in order to be hired the Hatos and the Makipuri, so only if he drinks the Melanugmov. So suppose his Melanugmov is too revealed. So will not be higher the Chatos. If he's Ikno Haboshon, if he has the Melanugmov with Koshon. So unless he drinks two reveals which represent his Melanugmov. That's Ligabe Yimakipur. Masha'im Kei Ligabe Keishel Broche. So Keishel Broche. So either one is constitutes Tine. In other words, if his Melanugmov, the one who makes Kiddush, the one who drinks from the Keshav Roch of Kiddush, so his Melanugmov is, let's say, his Hefer Ivis, so and it's considered him. But if his Melanugmov is Tori Vyois and he drank only a Ivis, so it's also considered him. Because a Ivis is certainly sure, even if he doesn't represent his Melanugmov. So, Elo. So, Abu Hocha the Kula Kis the Vi Saga, the Evshim Boy the Nitim the Yisam of Vis. I was like, I tell you, oh, you have Vi Saga, hey, you know, I was a train, whom you have been with the Kiddush. Abu, that's the important thing. Abu in the Talat cases, I'm living with Kamo, we would be sure say Rubber the Kask, he'll come with the Dushe the Kask, the Yis Vita Arte, Kiddush, by the name of the Abu cases, being on Shinitim and Rubber the Kask in the Abu cases. We Rubber Botsia, Yodeshi is Alkeno, Melanugmov, Bino Shigite Name, Bildeshi is Alkeno, Mio Bilvis is Alkeno, Uchidrasi. So what does the Ram say? So the Ram says that the Shio Melanugmov that is applicable to all Keshel Broche. But there is one Keshel Broche that requires another Shio. What does it require? Rubenikas, Rofkos, in other words, it's like the Shigis Ramban. That we require, of course. And of course, why are the cases unique? So because of the Shittes, the Rambam, that by other cases there are two aspects. There's an aspect of setting up four cases of Roche in order to be Mikhail, that mitzvah. So it requires just when Murphy says that Aram. And then there's another aspect of drinking four cases of Yai. So in order to be Mikhail, the second aspect of drinking 40 cases yayin, he must drink rofkos. And what is rofkos? What is rofkos? He says, who the shose, out in our case, I'm going to come, who the shose, who will the cast? He'll come, the dush, the pastor, the tower, the kiddush. The tower, the kiddush, but we have another cases. What do you mean kiddush? We talk kiddush, it's a case of roche, and then we have another cases. There is a mitzvah shiur. Bino shiit men rube de kase. In other cases, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of shiur sabbatim. Viyu rube botzem de shalse kenu. But suppose the rof kos happens to be less than the melugmov. So then he has to do both. In order to be Mikhail Mitzvah of Shias, Abba Keri says he has to drink Chof Koz, because he'll make it too late. So it's it will be considered as if he drank the whole course. And even though it, the Chof Koz is less than the Ludwig, it's only a third of his Ludwig. So it will still be Mikhail Mitzvah of Shias, of Shias Abba Keri Shayim. And then, but there is another aloche, another aspect. He shall walk it. So for that, he has to drink a little more. Over on the border, of course. Mu Gavisa, suppose he drank, of course, but it's less than a little more. But it is a full release. So then it's a shield to him as well, because that's in line with what I answered before, that once he drinks, he drank. Once he drank, a release, so then it's considered Chiyotime, even though it doesn't represent the world. So anyway, so that's the Ramshi take. The Ramshi is like the Ramban. That by Pesach night, there is a mitzvah of drinking four cases. Now, but by applying Kubikikume, so it's, if he drinks, of course, so it's innocuous. So in other words, so we got the other cases, the Ramshi take is that Rumov is not enough. Rumov is not enough. Now what will Rumov reprise? No. So we got the other cases who require of course, not Rav Reviz, not Rav. Now let's see another Rav. Another Rav. Now that is Dachov Gimel in the Rav. The third line from the back, Dachov Gimel Medalev in the Rav. The third line from the end of the Rav. Hish Komen Ribonov Ud Mireisi Yot. Tzelim Ab Nechiu. Yotukur. Uvikeis. Sheyesh Beishuiyo Ben Harbe Askeu. ויהוד אישו סכו בנקסי. כלימה, אישו סכו חד וחד, רובי של רביז. What's רובי של רביז? That's a little more. So if not a baby, then a little more for one of the baby is of the beast. So in other words, he emphasizes of the beast, not of course. The commercial one, שאין צורך שיהיה לכל אחד כיסחול ובניאס. Isn't that in direct contradiction to the Ram and Dach of Beis and Beis? So the Chidushan Shishen pointed out. Kinire, Gimel. Nire. Kinire, Gimel Aram, Kisei Yisrael, Zeh, Zeh. Do, may be sure, ma she kosef kam, who be sure that, who be the castle is up here, is the spirit of the Luis, in Kine Rai, in the Kau, it's all here. So there is a still. Now, so one thing is clear, that the Ram does not agree completely in the sheet of the Rambam. Because the Rambam says in so many words that even if the course, the cup, is so gigantic that it contains 10 revios, so you're not the time of mitzvah until you drink rov of that course. That course. And the Rambam says that rov revios is enough. But one thing you see, the Chidushi Am Shishem assumed that when the Rambam said rubesh or revios, he means rubesh or revios, that melugmov of another baby. No, so then there will be steer between this Ram and the Ram that completes some of the common base. So apparently the Ram, when the Ram says Rubish of the Vis, it doesn't mean Rubish of the Vis, the Mulumov of another base. He means Rubish of the Vis, not Mulumov. Because the Ram is not Caesar himself. The Ram agrees with what he said on that for base of the base, that there are two aspects in other cases. One aspect is to set up for case of war. To set up a kish of Rochav Kiddush, to set up a kish of Rochav of Agones, to set up a kish of Rochav of Chamozin, to set up a kish of Rochav Hal. And in order to fulfill that mitzvah of kish of Rochav, he has to drink Melumov, whatever it is. So the Melumov of an average person happens to be Rov Reviz. But if it's less than a Rov Reviz, so he can fulfill the mitzvah of kish of Rochav, Pesach night, by drinking less than the Rov Reviz. If it's more, only by drinking more. But then there is another mitzvah of drinking Abba Kisei. So the Rambam says, so what's the basic chiyuv? The basic chiyuv is that he has to drink the whole course. But when he drinks Rov, so he's like Aloche of Rubik. So the Rambam says that even if the course is, let's say, 100 years, so he's still chiyuv to drink the whole course, or Rov, because Rubik is cool, so he drinks the whole course. The Rambam says, too, there is a mitzvah of drinking four cups. But that doesn't mean that he has to drink four physically separate cups. You see there, I'm emphasizing. In other words, if you have one gigantic cup, you have one gigantic cup, and that gigantic cup has ten reveals. So mele, that gigantic cup is considered out to be like 10 cases for 10 different people. For 10 different people. As a matter of fact, there should no mention about the hanshit. That's not the shite, the alternative in Tetzveh after the test, that there is no mitzvah. There is no mitzvah of drinking one object. According to that shite, it's a bashayach. So we don't need as many reveals in the cup as there are members in the house of the household. But the Mechaber mentions the shite that he has to drink. But now let's see what the Mechaber says. Sidem tofan beitz, siftes, shir akois revis, liacha shirim zigen. Im reitzel mozit, vivishte kore lo hubet. So what does it mean? It's not like the alternative shite in basis. That perhaps there is no chiyuv of drinking one hubet at this time. It's only a mitzvah of shabbat. But that's like the shite of most rishayim, including teishas, as we said. That there are two mitzvahs, and there is a mitzvah of drinking wine. Oh, the Rashbam Shite, that it's one mitzvah of reciting the Agoda and drinking the wine. One mitzvah. One mitzvah. So he passes that there is a mitzvah of drinking wine. Because he says, we reach the Kulei Ohubi. We usually have the reveals. Suppose there are 10 members in the household. And he has the Balabai, he says, a gigantic cup that has 10 reveals. Now he don't tell any other cups. So, can we fill up this gigantic cup with 10 reveals and let each one of the 10 members in the household drink 1 reveals and do a kind of mitzvah of drinking 4 kids shall yayin or not? So, the Mechaber Shita, yes. Yes, we have the reveals chasing menu called Karli Odom Kibina reveals. So, what we do, it's not that they hold that Rosh. In the Mechaber, assumes there is no mitzvah of drinking. Of course there is a mitzvah of drinking. If there had been no mitzvah of drinking, we wouldn't have to resort to the drinking of all the reveals that are contained in the cup. Of course there is a mitzvah of drinking 4 cups of wine. But the question is, what is considered a cup? Is a cup, of course, considered only a cup that is physically separate from other cups? Or, even if it's not physically separate from other cups, as long as it has a number of reveals, so it's considered to have as many, but considered to be as many cases as there are reveals. So the first portion of the Chava holds, if the cup has 10 reveals, so then it's considered 10 cases. 10 cases in one physical vessel. 10 cases in one vessel. So in other words, and there are 10 members in the household, so each one drinks a reveal, each one is the kind of mitzvah of CSR again. That's the sheet of the Ram. So says in the men of the we have of the VAs, says in the men of Kokav and Yodov, Kimina Revere Shabbat. The Yeshem in the sheet of the Ram. She saw the Chodish days, Rivakos, after the Marzi, Kamarivis. Kamarivis. In other words, a case hope. But the first portion holds, it doesn't have to be a case hope. But that's also in line with the sheet of the Rambam and the Rambam, and Tays Ves at the end in the Tzadik Tays. And the Rashbam is a different shita, it's one mitzvah, but it has two components, saying the Agode and drinking the wine. So the first portion in the Mechaber and Sidur Tofan Beis is this, agrees with the shita of the Ram. So that's the Ram, so there's no mystery. When the Ram says, Ruhu Dishose, Ruhu Dikas, Kalema Dishose Kolchad, Ruhu Bishom Beis, he does give him a little more. He means because every reveal in the one physical cup is considered a cup with the asmiel. But it has to drink the whole cup. But obitikule. Now you couldn't apply the aloha of obitikule rigabishur, let's say, in order to be chayev, a chatos when you chayev b'sheyev. So you have to eat kazayis of chayev. Suppose someone who eat rov kazayis, he certainly will not be chayev chatos. Why? But Rubi Kule again, so it's how the child to say Rubi Kule, there is a shield. So the question is, here, why do we say Rubi Shal Revis? So he applied actually the test to be this, but by applying the principle of Ubiki Kule, if he drinks water, it's considered as he drank all of it. But how can we apply the concept of Ubiki Kule in regard to Ishil? Just as he cannot say, if one eats a half kazayis, he's high. He has to eat a whole kazayis. So why would he apply Ubiki Kule? The answer is, if it had been now Loche Ishil of Kuvins, in Chanan, then we couldn't apply Ubiki Kule. In the Chomimet in Nisakim, that every Jew must drink from each course Iris. The Chachomim didn't say that every Jew must drink from each course Iris. Every Jew must drink a whole course. The question is, what is the course? Suppose you have a tiny little baby cup and that contains only a few drops of wine, and you fill it up. So, is it considered a course? It's not considered a course. So, if the course has the shield of beads, so then it's considered a course. So it's not that we are mechuyev to drink the beads from each course. We are mechuyev, essentially, we are mechuyev to drink the whole course. But every reviz in a physical cup constitutes a separate course. So, mainly by drinking rope of that, of that reviz, even though the cup is a gigantic cup and it has 10 reviz, but each reviz of the 10 reviz is a separate cup. So maybe we can, so it's not, there is no shio. It only happens that reviz constitutes a cup. So by drinking raw reviz, in effect, he drinks, of course, because the reviz constitutes a cup. So there is no spirit between the Ram and the Afkhov, based on the base, and the Ram of Gimunam. Because in the Afkhov, based on the base, he says, Lulubmof is not enough. He has to drink raw, of course. So what does it mean, of course, of Revit? Not just Lulubmof. All right, it happens that by all the Bailini, so Lulubmof is of Revit, but suppose he's not another Bailini. So he's still, by Pesach night, let's say, he has a very small mouthful. And his mouthful is only one-fifth of a reviz. So by all Kishon, Ochel, he eats the mitzvah by drinking one-fifth of a reviz. That happens to be his Meluma. But by Pesach night, so he has to drink Chob Reviz, regardless of what the Meluma is. So it's Chob Reviz. And here he also says, So he says, of course, and what does of course mean? Rav Reviz, but Rav Reviz Mamesh, not Berulumma. Not Berulumma. And here he also says, Rubo Shal Reviz. And the Rambamship is that he has to drink the Rav of the course from which he came. Now, last time it was pointed out that Rabbi Yehuda, when he says in the time, so according to Rashbam, Rashbam has his own unique shot. What does it mean, Shetam? Yimut echodosh v'yosha. So according to Rashbam, but if Anakama says in so many words, like a chodosh v'yosha. What is like a chodosh v'yosha? So chodosh means like grape juice. It did not ferment. It wasn't given an opportunity to ferment. And Yoshin means that it became spoiled. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot become the mitzvah. And according to Nekami, you can become the mitzvah. So since there is a machlokes to Nekami and Chachomim, so naturally passed by the Chachomim. The Rambam says there is no machlokes. And he passed by Rabbi Yehuda. But how can he pass by Rabbi Yehuda? The more according to Rashbam Pshat. So Rabbi Yehuda says that we moved the Chodesh V'yoshi. And the Mora says, in Vosbaskar, in other places, that Seich et Odom Eshkel Shoharovi, Vimol of Kinshah. So that means that's grape juice. Where he just now squeezed out the juice of the grapes. It didn't ferment. It's not Mishaker anyway. So it can be Eitze Kiddush Anet Yah. It can be Eitze Kiddush Anet Yah. So, but Rabbi Yehuda says So she comes down to Phoenix, the Chodesh Nav, then so it's with the passport. According to Rashbam, so obviously there is a machlokes between Rabbanu and Yehuda, so we pass by the Rabbanu Yochid, the Malachi Gadol. However, the Rambam says we do pass by every day, because the Rambam has another pshat in Tam. Tam means it shouldn't be Yayin Chivu. Yayin Chivu. That's all. But it can be Yayin Chodosh, it can be Yayin Yosh. Yayin Yosh. It can be. Because the Rambam says so, and Rabbi Yehuda is not Chivu. Tone Rabbanu. Hakel Chayobim Baba Kisis Alo. Echad Anoshim Vechad Noshim. Vechad in Eikes. What it means in Eikes? So Rashi says, Vechad in Eikes, Shekam Him Go. Rashban. Not Rashi, Rashban. Shekam Him Go. In other words, he applies the concept of Achin Huyu Beisanes. The Gemara mentions it in connection with Noshim. In regard to Abba Kisis, so Rashi applies it regarding Abba Kisis in connection with the Nakeds. Now the question is this. Now, why does Rashi mention the Nakeds? What kind of Nakeds does the writer deal with? What is the deal with? Does it deal with the Nakeds in Gielachino? Or to make a if he deals with the nakeds, she gives a chinuch. So why does Rashi have to say, because a chinuch, just as there is a loche of chinuch in all mitzvahs, to be mechana than mitzvahs. So the chinuch is immaterial. And if the Rashbam applies the Gemara of the nakeds to the nakeds, shaloi gil the chinuch. So, of what avail is the time of Shaykh Van Hingol? Of what avail is it? Now, would we say, regarding Hanukkah, that the Kotna is a Chinuch, so is Mechuyev to be Mandek Ne Hanukkah because Afinu Yubi Sanhez? So the Rashbam is Mukshe Mimonev Shaykh. Either the Nekes is reference to the Nekes Sheikhiyu Chinuch, so then the question that the Rashbam means, why does he have to resort to Afin Golu? Then he's mechuyev to mechana them now, because he's just mechuyev to mechana them in Matze. In all mitzvahs, in Matze, in all mitzvahs, Shabbat. And if when the Gemara says, Ech the Nekes, it has reference to the Nekes Shaloi Yigil Lechinuch, so what the veil is, the fact Shkam Hini Golu. Now, there seems to be a machlokes Gesheim, to what kind of the Nekes, the expression of the Nekes is reference. So some Rishayim say that it's reference to the Nekes Yigil Lechinuch, and some Rishayim appear to be saying that it's reference to the Nekes Shaloi Yigil Lechinuch. Now, the Rosh says that it's reference to the Nekes Yigil Lechinuch. So the Chiyuv is Mitzat Chinuch. From the Miritz Mashma, the Nekes Shaloi Yigil Lechinuch. And we have to say that Rashbam also agrees to the Miritz, not the Rosh. That when we say after the Nekes, Erdat the Nekes, so it is reference to the Nekes, Rashbam agrees with the Mir, that it is reference to the Nekes Shaloi Yigil, not the Yigil Chinuch, because the Yigil Chinuch, as the Rosh applied it, so then, if it's Yigil Chinuch, why does he have to resort to him go? Because the Mechuyim Lechamchai, in the Chaname, the Rosh applies it to the Nekes Shigil Chinuch, but he doesn't mention the Shigam Eim Nikol. So it's not a Mitzvah Chinuch. So it's not a Mitzvah Chinuch. But apparently the Rashbam is Chilin Rashbam is Chilin Kam the Rosh. And the Rashbam agrees to Shigam Eim Yiri that the Nekes means the Nekes Shigil Chinuch. But we raise the question, the Nekes Shigil Chinuch, why are the Mechuyim to drink? Why should our case be different than all other mitzvahs Shabbat Torah that Kedim Shegil Chinuch and Kotten is potter? So apparently, according to the Rashbam, Echot in the case is not because in order to cause the Tinnit to be become a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the father, because Sias Abba Kedim Abba Kedim says is a mitzvah of showing chayos, of acting out chayus, of rejoicing over the regained freedom. Now when a person regains his freedom, so not only does he drink wine, he makes his children also drink wine. This make it. So mainly in order to act out chayus, so the father is mechuyev to see to it that the tinekes, even though shaloi di lechinuch, should also drink wine. So it's not mitzvah chinuch, but it's the mitzvah of the father. By making the tinekes drink wine, he shows chayus. He acts out chayus. He acts out chayus. That's the shit of Rabbi. That's the tinekes. It's a commendable. So Rabbi says, the chimatei teres yesh to make it. How it do in a mitzvah, so what do you mean now? So Bishwan is you can ask. Bishwan means the Rashbam Shitev, like the Chosh, the Tinekes means the Gila Chinuch, and the mitzvah is Tzatz Chinuch, so we understand. We understand Rabbi Yisman. But if we say, that the Pshat in Rashbam is like a mirror, that the Tinekes shall only be Gila Chinuch, with the Tinekes shall only be Gila Chinuch. So it's not because of the mitzvah of the cotton misachino, but it's because of chayus. So what significance is the fact that they are two in a mitzvah? They are two in a mitzvah. So what we have to say that according to Rashbam, it's not based upon the mitzvah of chayus, but upon the mitzvah of chayus, a third of chayus, of his how to carry the mitzvah of Israel. So he has to act like in a chayus. So merely in order to act like the chayim, he must give the tenekes also. He must give wine to the tenekes too. But so then the sea of yayin is a symbolic freedom.